Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll hear from two members of the staff from Feed My People Food Bank about our 60 Ways in 60 Days campaign. Plus, we'll also tell you about other volunteer opportunities being presented at Feed My People in the next week or so. And also two guests from Venture Academy, a new school opening next fall in the Chippewa Valley. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. If you're a listener to WWIB Radio, you've likely heard us talk in recent weeks about our 60 Ways in 60 Day campaign now through December 10th. Here we are hosting our annual matching fundraiser together with 17 generous local businesses. Together they've given, they've pledged some $5,000 towards Feed My People. That's good enough to produce 10,000 meals. But we say, hey, let's go ahead and match that together as listeners all across the Wibwogo listening area, north, south, east, and west. We need to do that by December 10th. And if we can do that, raise another $5,000, match that, that'll be good for 20,000 meals through the great work they do with Feed My People Food Bank. Caleb Swenson and I had a chance to talk with two members of the team from Feed My People on the November 9th, Thursday edition of the WIB Wake Up Show.
It is the WIB Wake Up Show. Caleb and Havel with you, and we have two guests from Feed My People with us right now. Susie, the communications manager, and Tammy, the partnership manager. Ladies, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Good morning.
We've been talking again for several weeks now during our 60 Ways in 60 Days campaign about the need in our area and folks who are struggling with hunger. And I think it's hard sometimes for people to grasp, because it can be so hidden, how much of a stark reality this is, that there are literally thousands of people within range of our voices right now in a 14-county area that you serve in western central Wisconsin, thousands of people who are facing this reality that they might not always know where their next meal is coming from. That can be on a weekly basis, a daily basis. It's very prevalent.
Yes, unfortunately it is, and that's why we're here, and that's why we're so grateful for everyone who partners with us to make sure that we're feeding as many people as we can. But the USDA recently did come out with numbers showing that the increase has risen by at least one-third in the last year.
A third.
Also risen among children even more.
Mm. You know, it's just we just heard the promotion for our 60 Ways in 60 Days, and one of the lines in there was, these are the stories you hear every day. I mean, do you have a story? I mean, is that true? And tell our listeners about how the stories you hear and how that impacts you and spurs you on.
Absolutely. We do hear this every day, and sometimes we're hearing it very often. We're hearing it from people we wouldn't expect to hear this from, and they're sharing stories of gratitude that we are able to work with our partners throughout our service area and work to fill the gaps to bring fresh produce and other foods that might be difficult for them to access on a regular basis right to their communities.
And Tammy, when you talk about bringing food to where the need is, pop-up pantries is something that, especially in the last few years, Feed My People has done more and more of, and saying, let's bring food to areas that it's needed. And you were telling me off the air about a trip up north in areas like Winter and Radisson and Weyerhaeuser too, kind of along Highway 48 there, where you were bringing some food to those who needed it. And maybe a little surprised at those who are coming, the age of those, because it's not something you see everywhere else.
Right. What I shared was that we saw about 60% of the people we were serving were 60 years and older. Mm. And we had story after story after story where people shared with us that they were so tremendously grateful that we were bringing the foods that they were having a hard time accessing, like fresh produce, because it was there are many food deserts in that part of our service area. So it's tricky to find those products and find them when they're affordable to so many people, but especially to seniors who have that limited mobility very often.
Yeah.
And Susie, from Feed My People, we know that we're part of the 60 Ways in 60 Days campaign. All people have to do is go to WIB.com and click on that red banner on top of the page. But we know that times have been challenging in a variety of ways, and you guys see that firsthand. Speak directly, if you could, to the listeners, those folks who were saying, hey, the businesses have been generous, a lot of them, thanks to Caleb and our sales team for getting that support, but we need everybody else to rally if we're going to reach our goal this year, right?
Yeah, we are so grateful for everyone who stepped up and given already to the 60 Ways in 60 Days, or 60 Ways in 60 Days campaign. It makes a tremendous impact. The funds that are donated are directly go to make sure that we have enough groceries, enough food coming in. So we partner with a lot of area local growers and food producers to be able to purchase food and be able to bring that in. And this is fresh food like produce and meat and dairy and all those kinds of staples that are just more expensive in the grocery stores nowadays. So any funds that are given are going directly to buy that food and get it directly to families who need it.
Again, two of the great staff members there from Feed My People joining us from the past Thursday, November 9th, WIB Wake Up Show. They're Susie and Tammy. Susie, the communication manager, and Tammy, the program manager. And our 60 Ways in 60 Days challenge continuing through December 10th. You can give safely and securely today. Go to WIB.com, click on that banner on top of the page, and let's match, or even go beyond just matching. Let's go ahead and ultimately triple that amount so that we can maybe raise $15,000 total. Take that $5,000 and more than double, but triple it. And my co-host Caleb has given that challenge a number of times. Let me join him in that regard. WIB.com. And also at Feed My People, they're going to have a Thanksgiving Packathon, which is coming up on Thursday, Thanksgiving morning, 9 to 11. Looking for a way to share the spirit of thankfulness on the actual day. They've got a special morning opportunity open to volunteers to help pack food. You can register for that at their website. Also, Giving Tuesday Packathon on November 28th, two-hour shifts available 8 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon, and a community action night coming up on December 6th, 5 until 7 in the evening. So learn more at Feed My People's website. Meanwhile, Venture Academy is a new school in the Chippewa Valley looking to open next year, the fall of 2024. And recently, on Friday, November 10th, again, our Caleb Swenson spoke with a board member, the pastor of Jacob's Well Church, Paul Berthume, as well as Brian Sullivan, who is the Venture Academy head of school. And Caleb began by asking Brian how he got involved with Venture Academy.
Thank you. I've got about 42 years of experience, 35 of which is in Christian school. And so I came aboard the project a little over 2 years ago as an education consultant, just, trying to support the noble mission, the ambitious mission of Venture Academy. And within the first 10 months, I moved into an interim head of school and then recently head of school position, and humbled and honored to be a part of this project. I mean, it's going to be transformative, I believe, for the Valley.
And let's have Pastor Paul address that as well. So again, at Jacob's Well Church, you guys are absolutely tied in with this, a large donation of land for this academy. I was looking at your master plan 10 to 15 years, but let's just start with, again, aligning yourself with God's plans and how this began.
Well, we were kind of dragged into this kicking and screaming because it's a lot of work to start a school. We've been working on it for a couple of years. And I should just clarify, this is not a Jacobswell school. This is its own 513C. I'm actually here as a board member of the school, and it's all about creating educational excellence for the Valley. And like I say, the church is a strong partner. We donated 50 acres of land to the school, and the school is actually launching on our campus. But that's a springboard into the school, having its own facility, its own campus. We're working on a 15-year plan here, where eventually they'll. The dream is to have a 200,000 square foot campus with full services, full sports, full arts, innovation labs, just a state of the art educational experience with a pedagogy, educational philosophy that is grounded in Christian worldview, dripping in Christ, and which is built on proven educational foundations: reading, writing, actually learning to write, actually reading. Civics and history, as it honors the great things that God has done in our nation, as well as innovation. So internships and innovation labs and project-based learning. And so we've got a team of educational consultants and excellence that have over 100 years experience in the classroom. And so we've been working on this for almost 2 years. This is going to be exciting. It's going to be an amazing school. I believe it's going to be a gift to the Valley. I think it's going to transform the Valley. I think it's going to raise the educational temperature of the entire Valley. It's going to be awesome.
And let's go back to Brian Sullivan again. We're talking Pastor Paul Berthume, board member of Venture Academy and also head of school, Brian Sullivan. And what I hear, Brian, again, is excellence, excellence, excellence. Not just, well, let's provide a Christian option, but saying we are going to honor the King, the master that we serve. We are going to honor him by doing everything with absolute excellence. And that starts with education.
Yeah, it does. I think we, you know, typically, at least the reputation has been when it comes to Christian schools that they do faith formation really well and maybe education marginally, or they do education really well and faith formation marginally. And we don't, our intent is to do well, do both very, very well, really. It's our position that the Christian mind should be the best dream mind and that we can honor God through our intellectual stewardship. And so that work and study and effort and character are all also forms of worship, right? I mean, Colossians 1:18 says Jesus is to be first in all things, right? And that includes all things. I mean, that includes our stewardship of our minds, our intellectual growth and development, our physical body stewardship, you know, stewardship of our resource. And so we're going to educate the whole student, body, soul, and spirit. And I think that's a distinctive of Venture Academy. And as you heard Matt earlier, our lower school principal, you know, articulate our mission, empowering Christ-centered leaders, designers, and innovators for a world we can't quite imagine. It's our position that if our students, if Christian students are better educated, they own their faith, they're men and women of character, they have passion, they have vision. By default, by literal default, they will be the leaders of their generation.
Back to you briefly here, Pastor Paul. One of the things I noticed when looking at this 10 to 15 year master plan, the plan for this beautiful campus, not far away from the station here, just down the road and Hallie, easily accessible from so many areas. But I see a lot of green space, a lot of open space. How does that tie in with the educational aspect, the learning aspect, what you're developing?
Well, it's one example of the integration of learning. And so there'll be opportunities to take biology outside, to take physical education outside. We're actually working very hard with a group of architects that only work on schools to integrate the campus as a tool to maximize education, and being outdoors is just going to be a part of that. Not to mention sports fields and rec fields, and we feel like the property is providentially given.
Yeah,
it's just think about where it is in terms of the crossroads on interstate, so people from surrounding communities can come. God is all over this. It is. I just don't think people realize how big this vision is and how big God is. How many people are involved? There are at this point literally hundreds of people involved. Millions of dollars have been raised towards the goal of making this a reality. The energy and the passion behind it, this is just something God's doing. No one's doing this. We are doing this.
Yeah.
And it's just a beautiful thing. So exciting.
Again, venture-academy.org, venture-academy.org. To find out more, to see the master plan. And again, as we finish up here, Brian Sullivan, head of school for Venture Academy, I know that you are, and Matt, I'm sure too, are ready and willing to answer any questions parents may have.
Absolutely, Caleb. Construction commences in January, you know, with a completion date of May of 2024. You know, we only have 198 slots for next year for K-5. And so we're excited. There's been a ton of momentum, a lot of interest. And we're very, very humbled, very excited about what God is doing at Venture Academy, you know, for our students, for our children in the Valley.
Again, venture-academy.org, venture-academy.org.
Venture Academy board member Paul Berthume and also the head of school Brian Sullivan from a November 10th visit with our Caleb Swenson on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. There'll be another December open house for the Venture Academy coming up at Jacob's Well Church. That'll be Thursday, December 14th at 6:30. Again, learn more at venture-academy.org. That's venture-academy.org. Earlier, we heard from Susie Hogley, communications manager with Feed My People Food Bank, and Tammy Severson, the partnership manager from a recent visit on the WIB Wake Up Show as well. Again, join with us in our 60 Ways in 60 Days campaign, trying to match the $5,000 17 generous businesses have collectively given towards Feed My People. And we'd like to double, maybe even triple that, but we need your help to do it. Learn more and give at WIB.com. Click on the banner atop the page. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening.